Guard my anchor. Lay hold on the hope set before us, which we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and entering into that within the veil. Hebrews 6, verses 19 to 20. Christ and his coming kingdom is the hope set before us. God is the anchor at the heart of the soul that is one with Christ. What a source of comfort and strength for the lost, weary, hurting traveller. What words of reassurance to the one that feels their little bark is adrift. What a picture of strength and power when you feel alone in the world. An anchorless ship is in danger of drifting on a sea of trouble. A vessel that has no mainstay would be smashed to pieces on the cruel rocks. Satan seeks to shipwreck the soul who is not securely anchored in Christ. But the anchor of the soul is indeed sure and steadfast. So we must lay hold on that hope set before us, for our hope is secure in him. But, you say, I know my eternal future is secure, but I am living now. Storms of life are battering at my door. I am sinking in a sea of trouble now. The swirling tides of difficulty are billowing at my feet now. Swift currents of pain and disappointments are sweeping into my confusion now. But look deeper. He not only died to save you and rose to give you newness of life, a gift that all who believe on him receive freely and without cost, but our lives are hid with Christ in God, who is that mighty anchor. Our sure and steadfast anchor is he that has entered into the veil. He has taken up his place for you within the heavenly Holy of Holies. His very intercession on your behalf is offered to God to keep you. His prayers for you are to keep you from being overwhelmed by this life. I have prayed for you in this life. I have prayed for you that your faith fails not. Peace, be still. Rest in him and hope in him. God is your anchor. Not only for eternity, he is your strong, secure anchor right now. And he is not only your anchor, but your rock. He is the immovable rock upon which your anchor is stayed. Oh yes, our justification was secured at the cross, and our glorification is similarly secured and anchored on the rock of our salvation. Our eternal salvation is immovably secure and anchored on Christ alone. But in this life, we are also being saved. We are going through the process of sanctification. And in this life, we must lay hold of that hope that is set before us by abiding in him, resting in him, relying on him to keep us amidst the storms of life. Trusting him day by day by day. Our anchor was secured in heaven at the point of salvation, but in this life we also have a responsibility. We are to mature in the faith, or we will find ourselves drifting amidst the storms of life. In this life we must lay hold of the hope that is set before us, or shipwreck is inevitable. In this life we are to lay hold of Christ, the anchor of our soul, if we are to be rewarded as good and faithful servants. If we lay hold on anything else in this life, we will find ourselves adrift. If we lay hold on any other hope, we will be ruined, or eternally saved, but having lost a precious reward. The hope set before us is to gain a kingly inheritance, the hope of reward that is given to that good and faithful servant. Are you anchored on Christ? and is your hope in him? Or have we fastened our anchor to the things of this life? Will your anchor truly hold in the tumultuous tempests of this life? By resting and remaining in Christ, body, soul, and spirit? Will you lay fast hold of that hope set before you? Will you anchor your hope on Christ? Or will you allow the pain, problems, and disappointments of life to overwhelm you? Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? It is safely moored. 'Twill the storm withstand? For 'tis well secured by the Saviour's hand, and the cables passed from his heart to mine can defy the blast through strength divine. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear when the breakers have told the reef is near. Though the tempest rave and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall our bark o'erflow. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbour bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore, with the storms all past for evermore. Oh, may your anchor hold in the storms of life, and may my anchor hold fast too, on the rock of our salvation. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love. Oh, yes, God is our anchor.